This lesson shows you how to modulate a warehouse style intro using groove pull tricks in Ableton Live 12 to get that old school jungle slash DNB vibe. I'll walk you through a practical, stock device workflow, warp a break, extract grooves, make multiple groove variants, and stage them across duplicated clips so the beat evolves and humanizes over a 16:32 bar intro. You'll also learn light processing tips and how to resample the result, what you'll build. A 16:32 bar intro from a drum loop or amen break, several groove pull variations for timing, random and velocity, a clip-based modulation approach with crossfades and layering, and a clean drum bus using EQ8, saturator, reverb, sends and utility. Setup: set your tempo between 165 and 175 BPM. 170 is a solid starting point. Work in arrangement view so you can split clips and overlap them easily. Step A, import and prep your loop, drag an amen or drum loop into an audio track and name it Break Main. Warp the loop so it starts exactly on beat 1. And use Beats Warp Mode for natural transients. Make sure transient markers align with the grid. Decide whether the intro is 16 or 32 bars and duplicate the clip so you have contiguous audio across that length. Step B. Extract a groove and create variations. Right-click the audio clip and choose Extract Groove. Open the Groove Pool view. Right-arrow Groove Pool or the groove icon. Double-click the extracted groove to reveal timing, random, velocity, quantes, and the global amount control. Duplicate that extracted groove 2 or 3 times and rename them for clarity. For example, Break Tight, Break Swing, Break Humanized. Edit each copy. Break Tight, timing 20:30, random 0:05, velocity 5:10, a tighter, punchy feel. Break Swing, timing 40:55, random 5:15, introduces classic shuffle and late feel. Break Humanized, timing 20:35, random 30:60, velocity 30:50. Lots of jitter for chaotic fills. Optionally create halftime variant by adjusting timing slash quantes or extracting from a different slice. Step C. Apply grooves to clips and plan modulation. Split your long loop into segments. For a 16-bar intro, split into 4 4-bar clips, or for 32 bars, split into 8 4-bar clips. Use CMD slash Control plus C to split at the playhead. Assign a different groove to each clip using the clip's groove chooser in clip view. Example mapping. Bars 1 4. Break Tight bars 5-8, Break Swing bars 9-12, Break Humanized bars 13-16, Blend Break Swing plus Break Humanized. Remember, groove choice is per clip and not automatable, so you create different clips with different grooves to modulate the feel over time. Step D, smooth transitions with crossfades and layering to avoid abrupt jumps. Overlap successive clips by a bar or two and use the clip fade handles to create smooth crossfades. For tighter control, layer 2 copies of a loop on separate tracks. Put Break Tight on track A and Break Swing on track B. Automate track A down while automating track B up across the overlap, or automate a utility device's gain. Use EQ8 to carve frequency space. High pass one copy above about 200 Hz and keep the low thump on the other so the blend stays punchy. Step E, groove amount and micro variations. For micro variation, edit groove parameters in the groove pool between clips and apply the modified groove to the next clip copy. Because the amount slider isn't automatable per clip, duplicate the same groove and set different amount values on each duplicate. Then use those different grooves across successive clips. Step F. Add warehouse character with stock devices. Create a reverb return with a long decay, but low send level to give that warehouse tail, and automate the send level for moments you want more ambience. Use saturator or drum bus lightly on the drum bus to blue the sound and increase drive as the groove intensifies. Automate an auto filter cutoff on the drum bus or master to open gradually. This helps the intro build. For subtle motion, map an LFO device or a rack macro to filter cutoff or reverb size. Step G. Consolidate and resample when you're happy with the arrangement. Resample the entire modulated intro to a single audio file by creating a new audio track, setting input to master, record enabling, and recording the arrangement. Consolidate the recorded region with CMD slash Control plus J so you have a single, CPU-friendly snapshot. Common mistakes to avoid: not warping the source loop accurately. If the loop isn't aligned, extracted grooves will be off, expecting a single groove to be automatable. Groove selection is clip-based. Plan by duplicating clips. Overdoing groove amount, timing are random. Too much smears transients and kills punch. Crossfading without checking phase or EQ. Overlapping differently shifted breaks can cancel low end. Nudge starts or apply small EQ cuts if needed. using huge wet reverb on the drum track. Use sends and high pass the reverb return around 200-400 Hz, forgetting to consolidate or resample. Heavy layering costs CPU. Pro tips: extract grooves from different loops for variety. A reggae snare or percussion groove layered with your break sounds great. Use small crossfade overlaps 1/4 to 1 bar for subtle blends. Automate reverb sends rather than wet/dry to keep the dry transients intact. Use velocity variations in the groove pool to accent snares where needed. Convert to MIDI and apply grooves when you want to resequence or revoice hits, but keep it audio when original timbre matters. Save and name groove presets with BPM/context for reuse. Mini practice exercise: set tempo to 170 BPM. Take a 4-bar amen break and duplicate it to make a 16-bar arrangement. Extract the groove and make 3 variations: tight timing 25, swing timing 45, human random 40, velocity 35. Split into 4 4-bar clips and assign tight right arrow swing, right arrow human, right arrow swing. Overlap clips by 1 bar and crossfade. Add a reverb return with high decay, and automate the send from 0% to 20% over bars 9-12. Resample the modulated intro to an audio file. Recap: you've learned how to warp a break, extract and duplicate groove templates in Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool, create distinct groove variants, apply those grooves to duplicated clips, and blend them with overlaps, fades and layer automation. You've also added light stock device processing for a warehouse character, and learned to resample the final intro. Treat groove states as characters in your arrangement. Tight at the entrance, swing to move the crowd, humanized for chaos, and blended as the doorway to the drop. Keep experimenting with small parameter nudges. Classic jungle feeling comes from subtle imperfections, so work in small amounts and listen carefully.